I want a seal.
Yeah, they're quite aggressive, though. They're quite aggressive. And you know what happens here is that this place is like a colony for all the males that like can't get laid. So they just come here and they're super aggressive God. And they like attack humans because they've got all this pent up like frustration. So the place where they are is called like place closest to me is called Red Rocks because all the rocks are red. And it's we just go four wheel driving there. Or what do you guys call it when I guess you call it off roading, right?
Yeah. Sure. Yes.
Yeah. Here it's called four wheel driving because the cars have like a four wheel drive engine, obviously, or four wheel drive transmission or drivetrain. So, So that's basically the safest way to get close to them because otherwise they just try and attack you.
Dicks.
Was that informative?
Yeah. For the seals.
And welcome to the first Pinstripe Alley podcast of 2014, where we've just spent the last pre-podcast talking about sexually disgruntled seals with one of our new co-hosts for today. Welcome, Matt. How do you pronounce your last name?
It's Floratus.
Floratus, okay. I would have said help.
Yeah, that was good. That was good pronunciation.
See, I thought you were Floratos, and I was like, is he Greek?
That is what I am Greek, but that is Greek. What I most commonly get even here. So
they have Greek people in New Zealand.
Yeah, a lot of Greek people. There was like a Greek, we call it a diaspora, which means basically just thrown to the winds. And that happened after World War II, and now there are Greek people everywhere, including in America, which is where you live.
What? Yes. I do live in America.
See, yeah. We try to preach knowledge here.
Yeah. So we're learning things already like 1 minute into this podcast.
That's right. It's a new year, new beginnings, New Zealand, all kinds of new things.
Yeah.
So, I'm your host, Greg Kirkland, with me, along with Matt Floratos. Again, I hope I said that right.
Yeah, that's good.
Is Tanya, Andrew, and Jason. Welcome to 2014, everybody.
Hello.
Hi. America!
I see nothing's changed in the greetings. The enthusiastic greetings here. Andrew, what is first on our news agenda today?
Well, we can talk about the Hall of Fame. We can talk about nothing going on with Tanaka or A-Rod. So, take your pick.
Well, doesn't the A-Rod stuff come, like, Wednesday or Thursday?
I think it's probably Friday or Monday, but I read something yesterday from Wallace Matthews, and it was like, there's really no timetable on him, so it could be a month. And it was like, are you...
Of course.
From Wallace Matthews, so it can be trusted.
Yeah, definitely.
It's supposed to be some kind of deadline, like, relatively soon, but there's not really a deadline, so it could be never.
Fred could just, like, take a vacation like Casey Close did for the last week, except for, like, the next month.
I mean, like, he can't be still deliberating. Like, I mean...
That is exactly what I was thinking. Like, how long does it... I mean, you have seen all the evidence. This is not, like, a five-month murder trial. Just, like, get to the decision.
Plus,
are you sure
all
about
he has
that?
To do is Twitter email. Says it is. All he has to do is email it. Like... It just not even has to be hand delivered to A-Rod in Miami or something. Like, all he has to do is send out a Levine like email, like, "Yo, you are suspended for you are
yeah.
For
with some emoticons around."
Yeah.
Well, Greg was right. I mean, it is true. A-Rod like has committed some pretty heinous crimes. So who knows what was in there?
I think it's murder.
Yeah, there was that thing where he like invented the Ebola virus or something, and then there was the time he like stole like a veteran's money collection box from like a veteran at Walmart. He just ran off with it.
I heard that at Christmas time he like stole the Salvation Army bucket.
He probably did.
But yeah, so who knows when that will be decided upon. Hopefully
it will be
soon.
After the Hall of Fame, because MLB doesn't want it to overshadow.
You know what's funny is they've already got their, as we're going to discuss soon, they've already got their own Hall of Fame controversy for that, so you think the A-Rod thing might distract away from it.
I feel like they dislike A-Rod more than Bonds or Clemens, so yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Obviously. I mean, that's like their number one enemy.
It is amazing that a guy who basically did nothing can be reviled much, much, much more than a guy who was like a rapist or a guy who just batters people on the open street. Like, that does astonish me.
Like, even getting back to the whole Hall of Fame argument where people are like, there's a character clause. It's like, have you met Ty Cobb? Because that dude was not a good dude.
Yeah, but he didn't take drugs, so.
And like fine. DUIs, like that's cool.
Yeah.
Oh, Biggie.
One of the oldest Hall of
Miguel Cabrera, he's the best.
One of the oldest Hall of Famers took like these bull testicles as steroids. It's true.
Okay.
Yay.
Now were they powdered or did he just bite them like from the source?
Yeah, that's what I was curious
well,
about.
Well, I mean, Rocky Mountain oysters exist as a thing. And that is
he's like chomp chomp.
And they are whole. They are not powdered.
Would it be more of a crunching noise?
Crunch, crunch. Whoa. Someone's got a phone call.
That's my phone. That sorry. That's how professional. That's how this
is. The future is calling.
Yeah, that was my brother, so I just turned my phone off.
Wednesday at like 4:15 is calling.
Yeah.
Damn it, Floratoses.
Yep. Sorry, did just grind everything to a halt?
Back it in.
That happens.
I'm sorry. Communicate. It was monkey testicles, not bull testicles. Sorry about that.
Oh, that's better. That's
get your
that's
testicles right.
Better.
You had an elixir.
Well, wait. Why would
that's
you,
one thing
why,
to call it.
Why monkey testicles? I mean, like that's dangerous. The monkeys are like crazy. You know,
would you rather take on a monkey or a bull?
So this is your just to well, be clear, I mean, Jason, I mean, this is your problem. With him eating monkey testicles.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
But really, so people eat bull testicles as like a thing, like I just said. Rocky Mountain oysters are bull testicles.
Oh, are they?
Yeah.
Oh.
So those are just like full belly, but monkey testicles are like awesome baseball player. Like, what is the distinction between monkey balls and bull balls that's like, one is just like, I had dinner, and the other is like, I'm a big, strong man. Ooh-ah now.
I say we investigate this scientifically. So, Jason, we're going to have you, you know, sample some testicle balls, different variety of animals.
We'll have to get a couple different ones.
Yeah,
thank
just
God there are no animals.
Send them over. Send them over.
Every experiment needs a control, so to speak. So.
Yeah.
And well, we'll there's get a that headline on the next Pinstripe Belly.
I will be so powerful. You won't even know. You won't even know.
There is a headline on BBC News right now, which is Sticky Balls Stop Cancer Spreading.
Thank you, BBC.
Is this what science. News is over there?
Literally, the headline under that is Naked Man in Washing Machine Rescue.
What is going on in that country?
So anyway, back to monkey testicles.
I brought it back for you.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you. But I guess we could move on to the Hall of Fame stuff. There's not much to discuss with A-Rod because we don't know anything and never really will. So Hall of Fame vote.
We'll never know
who
anything.
Who wants to start?
Well, the guy from the Dodgers beat today made himself a spectacle by not voting for Greg Maddux / only voting for Jack Morris.
Well, I mean,
that's the funniest thing ever. That's like the exact opposite of like real life. Like, I'm gonna vote for everyone, nobody but Jack Morris because like what? And like, was his reasoning that it was he? Something about the steroid era
yeah,
or something
like
that?
He said he's
like
not
that?
Going
like,
to vote for anyone who played in the steroid era. You know, ignoring the fact that Jack Morris was like half of his
you know,
career.
Yeah. Wait,
Manny.
The way people talk about Jack Morris is like he was pitching in the 70s. Like, do people know when he played?
Nope.
Like, I mean, like, when was the steroid era? It feels like it's like anything beyond 1998.
Like, his whole Hall of Fame case is based around, like, well, not all of it, but, like, a big part of it is based around that one game in the 1991 World Series, which was 3 years after Jose Canseco, like, was juicing up a storm in his 40-40 MVP season.
Matthew wasn't even, like, born then.
Yeah, so,
like, that's
didn't
how
happen.
Long ago this was.
Didn't, that's my policy. Anything that didn't happen, anything before 1992 just never happened.
Sorry, Jack Morris.
That's how I sleep at night with, although I guess, you know, Clemens and stuff still after that.
I just, I mean, he said that he wouldn't vote anymore. He wouldn't have voted Mariano Rivera. Well, it's just like,
what? Yeah,
like, on himself.
obviously, it's the most ingenious thing to do. If you're a writer that no one pays attention to, just be a dick at the Hall of Fame, and everyone would be like, oh my god, who's this guy? Like, we've been complaining, like, so many people on the internet have been complaining about all these writers, like, casting stupid ballots, and, like, I've never heard of any of these people before everyone started, like, oh my god, this guy made the worst ballot. It's like, well, why don't we stop talking about them? Then no one will care. Like,
no, but...
Who's that, Murray Chase or whatever?
Murray Chass?
Like, I've never heard of him before. Like, I don't know if I'm just a bad baseball fan or whatever.
Yeah, you are.
Sorry. I've never heard of him. I don't care.
He's just one of those guys who, like, writes on the internet, but thinks if you write on the internet and are not him that you're, like...
Oh.
And he's like 70-something.
He's like a notorious ass.
He's like the typical crotchety old man. Like Greg.
Yeah. He calls them, like, what does he call them, like, internet?
I'm an internet writer, not a blogger.
Yeah, internet writer, not a blogger. Bloggers are beneath me, but I'm an internet writer.
Keep telling yourself that, dude.
So he's not the hero that writes about golf now and not actually about baseball?
No, that is a completely different dude. It's like Golf Digest or something, and he gets a call.
Well, there's that guy, there's Murray Chass, there's the Dodgers guy, and then there's the person that sold their vote to Deadspin.
Yeah.
Do we know who that guy is?
No. They said that they would release it after the results were in so that they couldn't, like, strip his vote.
Yeah.
I really want to know who... Oh, they bought one, and then it fell through for some reason, and they bought another one.
I didn't know that.
And then the person who fell through at first is going to sell it to them next year.
Oh.
Odd.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I feel like if they out the person, like, could they just strip him of his vote for, like, ever? Like, I don't know. Like, isn't
I'm
that
guessing a it's a person who plans on, like, not having a vote
yeah,
this year.
Yeah, like, that's the point of it. Like, making a point of saying, like, well, this is kind of a joke at this point, so this is my protest.
I mean, I don't understand these people. Like, the Hall of Fame is not really that big of a joke. Like, claiming it's a joke is making it a joke. How about you make it serious?
Well, I mean, I think Deadspin would probably do... I mean, they were at least going to, like, crowdsource the vote as opposed to just being, like, true. Jack Morris because steroids and, like...
Yeah, but I feel like Deadspin buying a vote and, like, doing that, like, makes it a circus.
Yeah, but they're doing it, like, for... I mean, it's not like they're paying the person. They're making a donation to charity. And, like...
I see.
Oh, so it's all on the up and up, then.
Yeah, like... They're making a donation to charity that person chooses in return for their vote.
I thought they were, like, getting money, or, like, giving people money for...
No. I mean, if you click the link in my post today, that is spelled out very clearly.
I read a post about Deadspin. I didn't see anything about a charity, so I thought it was the same post.
Yeah, it said that they were going to donate the money to...
Okay, because it seemed like they were literally just going to, like, give someone money for a vote, and it seemed kind of messed up.
Yeah, that's what I thought as well.
I mean, it, to a certain degree, it's funny, but I don't know. It's just kind of like...
I mean, I don't have a problem with it because it's a mockery as is, so it might as well be a fun mockery instead of just, like, a bunch of old guys...
That's true.
Complaining about how it was in their day.
Back in my day, back in the steroid era that wasn't called the steroid era.
Back when we all looked past them shooting steroids into their asses.
But everyone was amazing.
It was so much
everyone was on greenies.
Back when they used to take... Yeah, but I was about to say back when they
greenies
used to
are better.
Like,
guys,
coke out to the mountains.
Guys, greenies are just like coke. It's not me too.
Now, where does greenies, where does that phrase come from? Because that is one American colloquialism like that I will never get.
Where does greenies come from?
I think they're, like, green or something. Aren't they, like, pills
or
something?
They're...
No, because they were, like, putting it in coffee. Like, well,
but the actual
like,
pill is green, I think.
Yeah, I think so.
Maybe.
Maybe we're completely off. Maybe, who knows? But
the internet knows.
So why isn't, like, Viagra called Blueies or...
I think they might be.
Blue Ballsies.
Oh, okay. I wouldn't.
We wouldn't know.
I wouldn't know.
Okay,
I can share with you... We call meth pee. So there's your we'll trade one for one.
When you search for greenies on Google, you get dog treats.
That is not the same thing.
Yeah, those are dog treats. Greenies are dog
treats. Or an Australian bird.
But yeah, there's always going to be that one guy who is, like you said, he said he wouldn't vote for Mo. It's like there's going to be one guy who wouldn't vote for Mo or Jeter or whoever, just because they want to be that one guy who either takes a stand for some valiant reason or whatever, or just to be a douche, or just, and like Jason said, just to get noticed.
Yeah, I mean, how many clicks these people are getting because you know they were an idiot on the internet one time.
Well, that particular post with the guy revealing his ballot didn't do anything for him. I don't think it was just MLB.com publishing it. So
sure, but it's name recognition. Now you know he exists.
I mean, I'm not gonna remember his name after like this is all said and done.
You might not, but some other person will. Or, you know, I don't know. I just feel like, you know, it gets their name out there, and it's like, I don't know. What other purpose do you have if you're like, I'm done with the Hall of Fame? So it's like, what are you going out in like a fiery, like, death? Like, you're dropping the mic on the Hall of Fame? Like, what is the point of this?
The most common form of amphetamine has a green casing.
Ah, there you go.
Greenies.
Looks like I picked the wrong week to quit amphetamines.
Yes. But they're better than steroids, though, so it's okay.
Yeah.
They're just a pick-me-up. They're just a pick-me-up to increase your performance on the field the next day. To enhance it, even.
A performance enabler.
Oh, yeah.
Is that what people say? A performance enabler, not a performance enhancer? Yeah, okay.
I mean, I can't understand why having, like, a ton of extra energy would let you, like, work out longer and deal with tough travel schedules and...
And if they were so good, then why are they banned now?
Because
they were on the up and up. I could see Teixeira on Greenies.
Oh. He does look like that permanently, like... though.
The only Greenies he's on is the kale in his juicer.
Yeah, it is. But, like, I could just see him being on Greenies.
It's sad. Can we talk about Teixeira not understanding global warming at all?
If it's global warming, why is it so cold?
That was like a funny joke like 20 years ago.
Well, see, it's probably due to Teixeira now.
Yeah.
Actually, it's called climate change.
Wait, this is coming from the same person who listened, who's like a Nirvana superfan and who for 2 years would not answer to anything else but the name Kurt after Kurt Cobain killed himself.
Yeah, true.
So this is the quality of individual we're dealing with.
Yeah.
That's the life of Mark Teixeira. Like, he is the weirdest person I can think of. Like, he is so weird. If you're listening to Teixeira, you're weird.
Sorry, dude, but you are really weird. Yep.
And we'll find you on Sports Yapper.
Can we get back to for the Hall of Fame for a second? I just wonder what do these guys think of themselves as? Like, do they think they're heroes for doing this kind of grandstanding?
They're the heroes.
Yeah. I think they do.
The heroes baseball needs.
Yeah, but not the ones it deserves.
Exactly.
Or whatever that Batman phrase is.
Yeah, that's the one.
Yeah.
We're waiting for a hero.
They are the keepers.
Holding out for a hero,
of...
if you
whatever.
Yeah. We've been holding out for a hero to the Hall of Fame. And
it just weirds me out that people like that one voter don't want to see anyone from this era inducted into the Hall of Fame. So you're just openly endorsing ignoring history for like a good 20-30 years
because of drugs or something.
But wait, there's that one guy who got on the radio today and said that he only voted for 3 people because he thinks that if a lot of people get in, the ceremony lasts too long and then it's not special.
You know,
like he actually said that.
No, because it's about the ceremony more than the person.
How does he watch baseball?
I know. Like
baseball is, you know what takes long? Baseball takes
long. He only watches the last 3
innings. Does he have to go to the ceremony?
Not even like the last three half innings.
Like, well, you know, I just can vote for 3 people because after 3 people get inducted, I'm sleeping.
So. I'd check out.
I'm not staying awake.
I'm leaving. If you got more people, I don't care, but I'm leaving.
Here's what you do, man. You just go sit in the audience, take some sleeping pills, and then you'll be fine.
Yeah. But no, only 3 because then ceremony gets boring and you have to listen to Bud Selig drone on for too long and he just, nobody has time for that, especially that guy. It's just like, how do you have a Hall of Fame vote if that's what you think? Like there should be a vetting process where it's you think that the ceremony lasting too long is a problem? Yes? Okay.
Bye.
Bye. Denied. Next.
Or just you have to have covered baseball sometime recently and not be like the one
Mr. Golf Digest.
Yeah, there are a few people. He's not the only one. There are a few people that write for like some golf website that just have Hall of Fame votes because they covered baseball like years ago. Like that's they're not they have no reason to be up on the current trends unless they want to like be responsible about their Hall of Fame vote, which would be nice, but there's no reason for them otherwise to be paying attention.
There are probably people there who don't even like watch baseball anymore.
Oh, I'm sure. And there's like, well, eeny, meeny, miny, moe.
Oh, well, Jack.
Yeah, I mean.
Greg Maddux. I've heard of that
Jack
guy.
Jack Morris. He won that one game.
Yeah, Jack. Definitely heard of that old-timer. That veteran.
That old-timey guy.
Did grit. He had the will to win.
I remember when Don Mattingly did a thing.
Hang on to the roof or something.
Yeah, hang on to the roof. There you go.
All right. There's got to be something else to talk about.
Here's something I want to talk about. How about those Levine emails?
Oh, man, those things.
Those were something.
I find it really weird that we could live in a world where that kind of behavior would be deemed acceptable by an employer. What do you guys think?
First of all, I like the way you said that. So pronounced. And
it was almost like you had said it before, but I don't remember it.
Yeah, those are something.
Well, it's all on the script that you guys gave me before we started. So.
Yeah.
Those were something. I remember waking up seeing this as, like, Levine emails. I'm like, oh, this should be something. And, yeah.
Well, I mean, when... Why is it okay for an employer, president of a baseball team, to joke with a player who is, you know, admitted in the past that he used steroids about another player using?
How is it acceptable for not to type out the actual word "you"?
It's pretty unacceptable.
Well, I mean, at this point, I think we all have to accept the Yankees run a pretty, you know, old boys club, and you know, none of their boys can do anything wrong, so they're not really, you know, in trouble for anything. I mean, when was the last time the Yankees like fired anybody? Joe Torre, and he wasn't even fired. So like, people in the front office can get away with anything they want because they're in charge. So and honestly, it's probably what the front office thinks. So, you know, what are they going to get in trouble for? What is Levine going to get in trouble for when the Steinbrenners probably are, you know, behind him all the way?
Maybe he shares the same emails with the Steinbrenners.
Probably. They probably all BCC's type them. You are LOL.
I H the number 8.
H 8 A-Rod?
Question mark? Me. Number 2.
Hashtag fire him.
I think hashtags are a little bit too advanced for Randy Levy.
He doesn't know what Twitter is.
He's totally down on the emoticons, though. Like,
probably. Yeah,
sideways smiley face.
He'd be one of those people.
Sideways winky face.
He'd be one of those people that has, like, emoticons in, like, his business emails.
I think the funniest part of it all was that there was just, like, a clear shift in everything. Like, everything's all, like, you are so great with an 8. And
four.
Love you, heart, less than 3. And then it's like, why are you doing this? And it's just like, oh, wow, okay. Everybody just needs to calm down.
Did he type out Y or did he actually just put the letter?
Well, see, A-Rod always typed out.
That's right. A-Rod typed that one.
A weird world when A-Rod is like better at grammar than Randy Levine. Randy Levine, attorney at law, Randy Levine.
You are the man. I told you that for years. You can and will do it.
You are the man.
It will go down as Yankee lore, and there's nothing what more.
Chip.
And like,
so weird.
Also, it was like he was like asking A-Rod for like advice or something, how to run the team or something. It was like really weird. Like, I think Nova is hurt or something.
Oh yeah. What do you see?
What?
What did he say? Like, don't have a Melky Mesa moment or something like that.
You got playoff, or you got walk off Mesa nerves when Mesa missed third base in that one game. and couldn't score the winning run.
I guess it's heartening that they actually watched the game, though.
I guess.
I feel like there's a non-zero chance that Randy Levine could go like a whole year without actually watching any game.
They didn't really watch the Milky Mesa game. I'm sure they just heard about it.
Or maybe
they just shot him.
Maybe he like turned on the SportsCenter highlights or something. On his boat.
On his yacht.
Or maybe like he has a secretary that he like asks for updates on the game.
Oh man, I'd do that. I'd totally take that job. Watching sports for Randy Levine.
He has a secretary send him like a bulleted list of highlights.
Yeah, boom.
So that he can put them in subsequent emails. Yo, Jeets. What was with Jeets.
Jeets.
Not quite. No, see, Levine probably sends Jeter emails saying the same thing, and he just ignores them.
I know, that's what I was doing. How did you get this number? Delete this.
Who are you?
No, I bet Jeter just.
This is my.
I bet Jeter's email is just like some automatic reply that he just gives to everyone he doesn't want to talk to.
Oh yeah.
It's like, thank you.
I'm sure he has someone answer his emails for him.
Probably.
Oh, he must.
Like he's.
Do you think?
He's too busy watching highlights in the news.
Breaking of himself. House.
Hi, this is Derek Jeter. I'm busy breaking into Jason Cohen's apartment right now.
No, it's just his walk-up thing.
Number two. You have reached number two. Number two cannot get...
It'd be Bob Shepard. Yeah, it's totally Bob Shepard on his answering machine.
For the record, that is pretty... I would love that if, like, Bob Shepard did.
That would be pretty
I'd
cool.
never change it.
You couldn't.
I would totally never change my answering machine on my phone if Bob Shepard did it.
Now reaching the answering machine of number two. Derek Jeter.
Number Who do you two. Think runs A-Rod's Twitter? Do you think it's Joe Tecapina? I would love that. If it was just like A-Rod fake tweeting like pictures of him with Tecapina. Tecapina standing in front of his Lamborghini.
I think it's his cousin.
Well,
cousin Uriel, whatever it was.
It's A-Rod's cousin.
There was that one tweet where it was just like A-Rod sitting out there, and it was like, yeah, cleared for baseball, whatever. That was before the Tecapina days, wasn't it?
Yeah, that was before he came back.
I have a hard time remembering things before the Tecapina days.
Maybe.
Tecapina is just, like, the perfect lawyer for A-Rod. Like you, like, couldn't create a lawyer for A-Rod any better than that guy is.
No.
It's what he was meant to do.
He is literally all muscle. He is slicked back hair. He has the tan. Every photo of him, if you Google like Joe Tecapina, it's just an angry face. It's either an angry face or him standing in front of a very expensive car. It is great.
This is amazing. And I love that it exists.
He might actually be a part owner of some like either football or soccer team because I searched him once in the editor and he has a picture in here. Of like, and he's credited as an owner, but I'm not sure if it's the same person. It could be another Tecapina.
It's probably a same name, different guy.
Then he's like a part owner of like something. Let's look it up.
And I love that like A-Rod has like six different lawyers.
His
like,
team.
Tecapina himself team. Is not enough.
No,
he has a squadron of lawyers.
Here we go, Joe Tecapina, vice president of AS Roma. And he's got like a towel around his neck.
Is that actually him or?
In a suit. No, I'm pretty sure it's him, but I'm not. I mean, how many Joe Tecapinas are there?
I don't know.
Well, there could be at least two.
We are all Joe Tecapina in our own special way.
How many Jason Cohens are there out there?
That is an Italian team, though. That is weird. That's an Italian soccer team.
Maybe he just owns it. Well,
he's probably Italian, so.
Oh, God, I think it is him.
Yeah, it is totally him. Yeah, it is. If you type in Joe Tecapina AS Roma into Google image search, it is totally him. And there's also, like, a keep calm, like, meme of Joe Tecapina. I don't know what that is.
What?
Oh, that's weird. Okay, he also has a Twitter, Joe Tecapina AS Roma.
Does he tweet?
It's all links to Facebook.
Oh. That's a disappointing.
He did it 2 hours ago. Joe Tacopina.
.com.
He looks so angry in this picture from the editor.
Well, he's yelling with a towel around his neck.
This is such a strange development.
Well, he's Italian, so...
And if you, if you...
A soccer-obsessed New York defense lawyer.
Yeah, wow. That is weird. And if you look on his Twitter, his background image is an Italian dude holding up a banner saying, "Thank you, Joe." It's pretty good.
Well, oh, you know what? That's probably why they're so pissed off at A-Rod. The Yankees are so pissed off at A-Rod because they got that partnership with Manchester whatever.
United. Or City.
Yeah. You know, now A-Rod's loyalties lie with AS Roma. So we got some battles going on there.
We're bringing up all kinds of scoops on this podcast.
Yeah, this has really been the most educational.
That's true.
Personally, I'm still in love with sexually disgruntled seals.
Mm-hmm. Displaying a banner, Tacopina, you know, uno di noi grazie Joe, which calls him one of us.
Oh, man.
There's a photo here of Tacopina with Jose Canseco, so I think it all makes sense.
Oh, wow. Again, perfect ref for A-Rod.
Yeah.
He really is. I started writing notes to myself on a napkin that had been around a flatbread sandwich. Why not find a group to buy it? Said Tacopina. That's why he bought the team.
Yeah.
The scoreboard didn't work. I wanted to buy my children some jerseys, but there were none on sale, and it was dirty.
So I bought a shirt.
Is this like dreams that he had or something?
He was taking in a soccer game 7 years ago involving the team that has been a lifelong obsession, AS Roma.
Oh, man.
The scoreboard did... Oh, okay, so he was at an AS Roma game. The scoreboard didn't work. There were no jerseys on sale, and it was dirty. So he wrote notes to himself that had been around a sandwich, and he was like, "Okay, I want to buy this, so it won't be dirty anymore. And I can get a jersey."
What is the sandwich?
it was a flatbread. I mean, I know everything except what was on it.
What kind of sandwich was this?
A flatbread. That's all I know. Ah,
why is that relevant?
That was posted in the New York Times. They're on it.
I want to know if like, it's like grilled cheese or like turkey sandwich.
I'm guessing it was something Italian.
BLT. So Derby had kids.
Derby did have kids.
Twins. Twin babies. Twin baby puppies. And they are adorable.
They are adorable.
If we could show you pictures, we would.
There will probably be one embedded, Andrew.
There will be? Okay. Cool.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Good to know.
She was politely asking you, or telling you, or threatening you.
Commanding you.
Joe Tacopina, hated lawyer representing baby Lisa's parents, has Roma fans posting nasty Tacopina and hookers comment.
No, Tacopina and hookers.
He's represented some Dutch guy that had some kind of confession. There's some like Fox News thumbnail here of him like responding to some Fox News anchor. It's pretty good.
Tacopina cheating on his wife. Tacopina having no power is AS Roma and Tacopina the sociopath. This is a guy, Joe Tacopina, Mr. Beyond Tacky, who claims to be a victim's right attorney on Good Morning America last week. Get out your barf bag, sickening. There are no comments in that.
Well, apparently he nearly got into a fight with Tony Bosch's lawyer.
Yeah.
He raped the NYPD rape victim in court.
What?
What?
And then...
Sweet Lou, is that you?
Apparently he compared women's genitals to a Venus flytrap.
Oh.
In court.
So he's as classy. He's classy, is what you're saying.
I mean, look at him.
Does he look classy? This is all like really broken English, so I really can't. be sure what is going on, but...
Oh, no, we can be sure.
So this is what A-Rod did to find the perfect lawyer.
He Googled him and found this.
He found all this stuff. He's like, oh, this is
perfect. Just Google image searched him, saw the one of him in front of a car. He's like, that's my guy.
Yeah.
Got it. Is.
Gotta have.
You are the best.
This is some law.
You can do whatever you want to.
Going back to the Levine emails, I think my favorite was, like, the last one where, like, clearly was not written by Randy Levine at all.
Yeah, like, Randy Levine's lawyer.
It's like, Randy, you need to get in control of your email account.
Yeah.
We're going to take control of it.
They're going to have a field day with these, so we're going to need you to straighten that out.
I mean, the best part about it was that when this story came out, people were like, no, this isn't real, it's satire. And then it's like, wait a minute.
No, it's real.
I totally thought it was satire for like 10
yeah,
minutes.
Yeah, and then it's like,
there's no way.
I was like, oh, wait, this is the same guy that broke the big, really long A-Rod story relatively recently, so I guess it's real.
Surprise!
Do we have any tweetback questions?
I think there was one, or was it just you responding to yourself about the color of your pants?
Matt,
yes, that was just...
Yeah.
Matt Ferencik asked us who is our 14th favorite Houston Astro.
14th?
LJ Hose.
He's not your favorite?
Oh, no. I'd rank him higher.
Okay, I don't know 14 Astros, so...
Jake Elmore.
Wait. Current Astros?
You're overthinking the question.
My 14th favorite Houston Astro is Jake Elmore, because he caught and pitched in the same game this year. And he's a shortstop.
Nice.
Who was that guy who was on the Astros, who's also on the Yankees?
Lance Berkman?
No.
Lance
like
Pendleton.
Last year.
Pendleton.
No. Last year.
Last year.
Brandon Laird.
Pierce.
Oh, Steve Pierce?
Steve
well, that
Pierce?
Was 2012 when he was on the Yankees.
Oh.
What about Brandon Laird?
Yeah, he's still on the Astros.
Yeah, I guess he'd be my 14th. Favorite.
He was a Yankee last year. Oh, there we go. Chad Qualls. No,
oh,
he's
great.
Probably
Jose Veras.
Oh, man, don't remind me. I can't believe that won, like, those two games he pitched for the Yankees.
Just like, oh, God,
how did that
awful.
Happen? Chad Qualls.
He only pitched, like, 9 games, but it was too many.
Who was it?
Only.
Oh, wait, Chad. No. What am I talking about? I know who my 14th favorite Astro is. Scott Feldman.
Oh, man.
Well played.
It's definitely Scott Feldman.
Jesse Crane, also possible.
Ooh.
Justin Maxwell used to be an Astro.
Where is he now?
He used to be a lot of things.
Oh, yeah, he's on the Royals.
He's the Royals, yeah.
That's right, they traded
way
a prospect for him, didn't they?
Yeah, they did. They did.
GMDM.
At your service.
Extension.
What else has happened in the world of baseball since we last convened?
Shin-Soo Chu signed with the Rangers.
Tanaka.
Did Chu sign with the Rangers before the Festivus podcast or after?
Yeah, I think it was before. Yeah, I think it was before.
I don't know if we talked about it.
Was Tanaka before or after the podcast?
What Tanaka?
Something.
Him getting busted. Yeah, I think that was
after.
Yeah,
that was after.
Being alive.
I'm just making stuff up, but I think
that
was
after. Yeah, it was Christmas Eve.
I feel like there hasn't been anything.
Nothing's happened.
No, there hasn't. Well, I mean, it's the holidays, right? So
Mark
really,
Mulder
nothing's happened.
Came back.
Oh, Mark Mulder. That's a thing.
Yeah. Why would anybody sign him? Like, what are the odds of that actually
working? Bartolo Colon. That's the reason.
Yeah, but Bartolo Colon was, like, still pitching. Like,
and he went and had, like, HGH wins.
Also that. But Mark Mulder hasn't been doing anything for, like, 5 years.
He's been hanging out.
Like, he wasn't
words,
even in the minors.
The Angels.
Like, he hasn't even been in the minors. Like, he wasn't doing anything. Like, why would the Angels think, like, oh, this is a good idea?
Well, I guess they're just like, whatever.
I guess.
Well, speaking of, like, has-been, the Yankees were interested in Brett Tomko.
Yeah. They're totally going to sign him. Watch. They're totally going to sign
for the vesting option for 2014 Or not 14, for 15.
The Yankees wanted Chris Dickerson back, but were thwarted by the Pirates.
They wanted the Dickerson.
That's a shame.
And so many more puns in the game threads.
There needs to
I
be
know.
A pun.
That's where we really lose out on Dickerson being back, the game threads.
Ooh. There needs to be someone for the puns next year. So get on that, Yankees.
McCann. Just wait for all of us. Can he do it?
All the sweat.
Yes, he can. Yes, he can. Yes, we can. There's going to be a million of those. How soon until, like, Mark finds and uses one of those?
That's going to be John Sterling's home run call for him, isn't it? Yes, he can.
Obviously.
And what if we replace Sterling with Joe Tacopina?
I would listen to every game on the radio.
I mean, it would basically just degenerate into WWE-style announcing at that point. There would be a whole lot of, whoa! Probably.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever heard his voice.
I mean, I don't think it's necessary to now because this is better.
That's true.
It would ruin it. He probably sounds normal, and that would just.
No, he's totally got like the complete like New York accent. Like,
I really hope he does. Like,
he's from Brooklyn.
I hope he sounds like the lawyer on My Cousin Vinny.
Oh. Like Joe Pesci?
That's what I want him to sound.
Jerry Callow? Nice.
Sure.
Jerry Callow.
I'm done with this guy.
That's what I want him to sound.
And then this whole court case can be a movie one day called My Cousin A-Rod.
Oh my, what is it?
I would pay a lot of money to watch that.
Oh my god. I want this to
just
be
can
real.
There be a Moneyball starring A-Rod?
Except they took him out of the only movie that he was going to be in.
Yeah, and they put Matsui in his place, and that's going to be
amazing. They're like, A-Rod, you can't be in this children's movie anymore. Matsui, what are you doing these days?
He got to be on Entourage, though, didn't he?
What?
He got to be on Entourage.
He did.
I mean, I don't watch Entourage.
Or Alex Rodriguez?
Alex Rodriguez. And Teixeira.
Him and like Teixeira.
Yeah.
What?
Which is just...
Yeah.
Just adds an extra layer to the Mark Teixeira story.
Did he say anything, or is he just standing there?
I think he was talking on a cell phone.
Yeah. That's where the whole we're trying to win a ring around here came from.
Oh.
Except I can't imagine it was a very well delivered line. Hopefully it just sounded like he was reading it off a page as he was speaking.
We're
trying to win. Thing around here.
Like when he's doing the promos for Yes Network, he's like, come out to Yankee Stadium. And you see like his eyes following the cue cards.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
I would love it so much if you'd join me down here at Yankee Stadium for the 2014 baseball season.
I am. Say your name. Oh. Oh, man. We are blessed. Because not every team bloggers get an Alex Rodriguez and a Joe Tacopina to talk about, and we do, and we are just so blessed.
Or Levine emails.
I mean, as much as I'm sick of this whole Alex Rodriguez story at this point, we are very blessed to have.
It's like a parody within a parody. Like,
oh yeah,
tanning salons and. Yeah. Yeah. Like bodybuilder lawyers, and I mean, it's just
it's amazing.
Every new thing that comes out about it is better. Yeah, like
I mean, it our off season could be like the Orioles, which has basically been nothing except the disaster with Grant Balfour, the end.
Yeah.
Or it could
be like the Yankees did last year.
Yes.
Hey. No, the Yankees offseason last year was just awful. Not that they didn't do anything, it's that they really didn't do anything.
They invited some people to camp. There you go.
They decided for an impulse solution.
They signed they signed Matt Diaz and Ron Rivera. Offseason complete.
Good old Matt Diaz, who had a splinter for 5 years.
Maybe Matt Diaz is Joe Tacopina.
Why would he pretend to be a subpar baseball player then?
It's a good cover. That was when he was scouting A-Rod. How many
days pitchers and catchers?
No one would see it coming.
Pitchers and catchers report on Valentine's Day. So.
How romantic.
I know.
I'm going to buy baseball a nice big teddy bear.
That's so cute.
So, 38 days.
Wow.
Nice.
It's almost time for baseball.
Yes.
Again.
Yes.
Well, we're going to have a lot to talk about soon. Like, I mean, Tanaka's going to, you know, make some kind of decision. And the arbitration stuff, I think, starts, like, next week.
Oh, we'll see. Who knows?
No, not the Alex Rodriguez stuff. I mean, like, baseball arbitration.
Oh. Like what?
Yeah,
like how much we're going to pay D-Rob and stuff.
It's not as exciting, but it's something.
Well, few things are as exciting as...
No, nothing can be as exciting. Well, yeah. And
Masahiro Tanaka will know where he is going by the next time we podcast, probably.
Hopefully.
And we might be crying.
Probably will be crying. Because yeah, if they don't sign him, they're going to sign, like,
Garza.
Baldo Jimenez.
Baldo!
That's my real thing with Tanaka. It's not that I really want to sign him because he's not only the best free agent on the market, because if they don't sign him, they're going to sign someone else who's worse and give him a lot of money in years.
Jimenez wants $14 million a year.
He is funny.
Ew.
I mean, it's going down. He said 17 last week.
He did. And then he's like...
We all want things.
And then his agent's probably like, you know, everyone laughed at you, right? Oh. But I was good in that one half 5 years ago.
But I was so good in Colorado. Don't they remember anything?
Don't they remember 2010?
Remember when the Rockies wanted to trade him for... Montero, Benuelos, Betances, Nova, and someone else.
I mean, that was reasonable.
And for those who think Cashman is a bad GM, he did say no to that. Like, laughed in their face and said, not a chance in hell. So,
yeah, and then
whereas Dayton Moore might have said yes.
He went to the Indians and was terrible. So, like, that's a win.
Like, what would that trade have been?
Oh, my God.
Disastrous. There would have been a lot of Tanya rage on the site.
There would have been. I mean, Montero is bad enough. All of them.
Can we not relive that?
I mean, we might as well because he's so bad now.
I know.
I don't feel like, we lost anything.
At the time. Well, okay. I'm talking about in the moment at the time.
At the time, absolutely. I was pretty sad.
Absolutely. Feelings were hurt.
I might have cried a little bit.
Might have cried. Like, that was like the one. That was like the first time I ever really had a chance to, like, you know, get into a prospect and, like, follow him. And it was like, this is going to be, like, my prospect that I followed. And it's like, oh, my God.
And he came up and he was so good.
Yeah, he was
so good for, like, those couple of plate appearances. It's like, oh, my God, this guy's going to be amazing. And it's like, this is going to be my guy. This is going to be my new favorite Yankee. And it's like, not trade.
Yeah. It was rough.
Like, I got a little drunk. The pain.
And that was followed by just like the resigned disappointment of, oh, well, I guess Pineda's never coming back. Which, I don't know, are people still assuming that?
I don't know.
I mean, he was pitching again.
Yeah, I mean, I feel, I don't know, I guess I was just the only person, I just figured like, yeah, he'll be the number five or number four guy and he'll be pretty good. I mean, there shouldn't be any reason for that. No, I guess that was more hoping than the actual fact. I don't have anything to back that up, but I don't know, that's just the feeling I'm getting.
I think that's probably a good feeling. I think that leaves you room to be pleasantly surprised if he's somehow better than that. But, you know, I think it would be okay to be disappointed if he's not at least that.
Yeah.
That's probably a good place to...
It'd be really disappointed.
...come to terms.
Like, I would be very excited if Michael Pineda ended up being the fifth starter in 2014. I'd be excited to see that. I mean, you know, we don't know what's going to happen with him. He's hurt.
Ace.
You know, will he ever be the same again?
But
it would just be
ace or bust.
Like
ace
now that,
or bust. Well,
like I mean, like now that Cano is gone, it's like, you know, what players can I really get into? Like I mean, it's gonna at least take a while for me to get interested in Jacoby Ellsbury, you know, whether he's good or not. And like you know, if I could root for you know Pineda, cool. I mean, it's gonna be either Phelps or Pineda that's gonna be the fifth starter probably. Oh, okay, bye.
Are you guys looking forward to everybody calling him Pinata as soon as he has a bad start?
Oh.
Well, I mean, I'm looking forward to Lou Piniella pronouncing it that way during spring training anyway. Mark.
Texera.
Texera. Did you manage to get Texera? Are you drunk?
I think he is drunk.
I found the original Montero traded thread and it has 1,732 comments.
Oh, wait, we lost Greg. Hold on.
Yeah, Greg's been dead.
Hold on.
You were very angry, Tanya.
I was angry. I was so sad.
I was so upset.
Yeah, you were too. You're like, how is Pineda minus Montero better than Kuroda or Oswalt for 1 year? Well, the first one.
Exactly. Exactly. Because, like, that's what I felt. Like, I felt like, you know, yes, Pineda was good, you know, when we got him. But, like, you know, we needed Montero more than we needed Pineda at that time. Like, we needed, like, a young hitter because we didn't have any. We're all old and dead. And then everyone, like, left in free agency. And it was like, wait a minute. That would have been nice.
I'm pretty sure that before they pulled Pineda at the end of last season, he was throwing, like, 93, 94. And he was still, you know, just coming back from surgery at that point. So I'm hopeful he can, like, get into the 95 range. I think, all things considered, that would be a great accomplishment. I don't know if we'll ever see 98 again, but I would be pretty okay with 95.
Well, I mean, yeah, he's just got to adapt. Like,
yeah, I mean, if he can't get 95, he's just going to have to learn how to actually, like, pitch instead of throw.
Yeah, I mean, like, well, yeah, 95 is great, but, like, you know, he's going to need to know how to pitch. And I guess it seemed like at the time that people were saying that he was a pretty good pitcher, maybe. I don't know. I don't remember.
He was really good.
Yeah, people.
Well, no.
This,
like, I mean, like, a smart pitcher. Like, he was more than just a thrower.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm just making that up. I don't know.
No.
You are.
There was no. Okay. No. I think that's
I am hopeful that even if he, you know, loses a couple of miles per hour on his fastball, that, you know, he can adapt and kind of figure something out. Because, I mean, you know, but the thing is, like Brian Cashman, like, straight up said, like, if Pineda doesn't come up with a third pitch, this trade's a bust. Like,
yeah, I remember that.
So it was just like, oh god, like, so I guess I was assuming that Jesus Montero was going to turn into an all-star Hall of Famer, but...
No, it doesn't look like it.
I'm pretty sure if we get anything remotely useful out of Pineda, it will be a giant success.
Or Campos. Maybe. Probably not.
Yeah. He was also kind of dead.
Okay.
Yeah, he got injured as well, didn't he?
Negative.
But it's okay. Hector Noesa is more dead.
Is he still pitching?
No.
Well, he was on the Mariners last year.
Where is he?
Kind of.
Until
so
when?
Were a lot of players, Andrew.
I think he's still in the Mariners. He was under team control, so.
I mean, yeah, he's somewhere. I mean, I don't know.
We're all somewhere, Jason.
Campos kind of had the man ban where, like, he disappeared off the face of the planet for a while. And then whereas they went surgery with man ban, they just, like, rehabbed Campos. And then
they gave him the Dylan Bundy rehab or whatever.
Yeah.
Who was it? Yeah.
He like, pitched, like, four innings, like, per start, like, for the entire year. It was really dumb.
He was on a really strict innings limit.
Like, I don't know how that helps him. I don't know.
Guys, I'm pretty excited for Man Ban.
I am, too.
Yes.
I think he'll be useful.
I hope so. I mean, well, he's just coming from Tommy John surgery. He didn't start pitching, right? He didn't pitch at all last year.
He didn't pitch, like, on a team, no. He did pitch.
Yeah. So, like, I don't know. I don't know. People are saying that, like, oh, he can contribute this year. I mean, I'm not really optimistic that that'll happen. I mean, I'm hopeful. I'd like to see him in strength training at least and see where it goes. But, like, if he's, like, you know, figuring it out in AAA, then that'll be great.
Yeah, obviously that's where he's going to start off. So it seems like that'll be a good place for him to, like, show that he can be productive again. Because I remember... Even when he started off in AAA a few years ago, he wasn't, like, sharp. I mean, maybe the injury had something to do with that, but...
They changed his delivery, which I thought was stupid, because Man Van had always had this, like, really pretty, like, effortless delivery. And it was like, why did you choose him to mess with? And then it was like, coincidentally, then he needed Tommy John. And so I felt like it had something to do with, like, the fact that he was overcompensating or something. Maybe. I don't know.
It could have been. I mean, that stuff happens all the time. You know, when they don't even purposely change it. When something happens and they just screw up their pitching mechanics. Like, so I don't know why they would purposely do it. I mean, I don't know if they thought that, you know, he would be less likely to walk people or something. I don't really know. But, like, yeah.
He never had a problem with walks before.
Yeah, and it seemed like it was very odd that they were messing with Man Band, but they were leaving Betances to do whatever the hell he wanted.
I mean, it could have been that, like, even though it seemed effortless, it might have been a delivery that wasn't really sustainable.
Yeah, and I mean, also, Man Band really, like, filled out a bit, and it could have been that, like, his delivery was incompatible with, I mean...
He was too fat?
He's not fat, but he, like...
Hey!
He was not, like, 17 anymore.
Yeah.
Who is?
Well, apparently Matthew.
None of us.
Nope. Matt's close enough, though.
I think he fell asleep.
Who?
Yeah.
You.
He's younger than Man Man.
Oh, God.
Am I really?
Wow.
Well, Mike Trout, I think, is my age. Which, every time
So you're saying you're Mike Trout.
Well, basically, and the other thing was every time I realize that, I'm just so disappointed at what I've done compared to him.
Yeah.
Well, aren't we all?
Yeah.
Well, when's your birthday?
March 2nd.
Ooh.
March 92.
Mike Trout is older than you.
Whoa.
How much? By, like, months or by, was he, like, 91?
He's August 7th, 91.
Oh, okay.
Lord.
Hey, you're old. But you're older than Jerks and Profile.
What about Bryce Harper? Oh, yeah.
You're older than Bryce Harper, too. Awesome.
So what we're saying is that I'm better than Jerks and Profile in one thing.
Yes.
Man Band is March 13th.
You're better at being old.
I'm going to be in a rocking chair before Profile.
You are a couple months older than Manny Machado.
Oh, wow.
A couple months older than Jose Fernandez.
Ugh. Can we have him?
Manny Machado.
Jose Fernandez.
Bring him to me.
Both.
Fetch him, for I am wanting
Come on,
to
Craig.
Make I mean,
Come on,
I mean, think about a team compiled of the Jose Fernandezes, the Mike Trouts, the Bryce Harpers, the, you know, Manny Machados. Like, how? Like, imagine if, like, there was a roster compiled of all of those players. It would be insane.
Yeah, that's called, like, video games.
I know.
I traded for him using my GM mode. All right.
Fair trade was turned off. Sure.
All right, we need to do the wrap-up music. Yankee Mitra of the week.
All right, we still have that. Okay. All right, well, I guess time for the Yankee and Mitra of the week. Sorry if that was a little
slow. Of the year!
of the 2014. Year. Yeah. Since you are new to our podcast, Matt, we'll start with you. Who is your Yankee of the week?
My Yankee of the week is Randy Levine, who I'm just going to start calling the president. And my whole thing is, I look for people that give me enjoyment of the game, in the game. And guys like, you know, Puig, guys that have fun. I don't want, you know, policemen like McCann. I think the president gave me a lot of enjoyment this week with his crazy emails and with his crazy face. And with his almost intention to start looking like Carrot Top. So, thank you. Thank you, Mr. President.
All right. Waffles, your Yankee of the week.
Mine would be Brian Cashman. Just because of that gif of him looking like, I don't even know. But it was beautiful, and I love it, and I want it, like, playing on a loop on my wall.
All right. Jason.
I'm going to have to go with Derby on this one.
Aw.
Derby's a father, and...
Yay, Derby.
Congratulations, Derby.
Congratulations to the Derbies.
Good job.
The Derby family.
Andrew, Yankee of the week.
My Yankee of the week is Mike Mussina, because he should be going into the Hall of Fame, but he won't be.
Ooh,
I feel like he'll probably get somewhere between 25 and 35% of the vote, though, and I guess that's not a bad showing in the first year, but whatever.
I mean, John Heyman left him off, and like his reasoning was really silly.
Well, John Heyman is very silly.
He was like, oh, he didn't get a 300 wins. He didn't, you know, he didn't all do all this stupid crap that like doesn't even like actually show anything good about it. Like anybody, you know, like there have been so many like comparisons of Glavin and Mussina showing that like either they're much more similar than you think, or Mussina's kind of better. And like all the stats, it was just really.
I think
silly.
My favorite like, are dude, the Mussina versus Jack Morris comparisons, because even on like the generic stats like wins and winning percentage, Mussina kills him. And it's just like
I was about to say he's no Jack Morris.
Well,
so clearly he should not be voted for.
John Heyman, like 50-something% of all of his starts, he lasted into the 8th inning. So
that means something.
It's a big deal.
Get all those opening day starts.
That means. That's something, yeah.
But anyway, Mussina is my Yankee of the Week because he should be going to the Hall of Fame.
Day opening playoff series, opening World Series. Like, oh, okay. So you're telling me that their team didn't have a better pitcher. Okay. Sorry. I'm sorry Tom Glavin had the had to play with Maddox. Like, oh, no.
All right, Jason, we have to cut you off because we're on a time schedule here.
Oh, are
for
we?
For once.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh.
So my Yankee of the Week is the combo of Brett Gardner and David Cone for winning the Munson Award.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Good job to both of you. Obviously, Cone's listening to the podcast, so, you know.
Because Coney loves us.
Coney does love us.
Love you.
And I love you, Brett Gardner. Never stop being yourself. All right. Matt, your Mitre of the Week.
So I'll give you a split option. It's either Brian McCann or the Yankees front office, because somebody has to get some hair onto that dude. I cannot watch that face floating in midair like that all year. So either he needs to be allowed to grow facial hair or he needs to get some hair plugs. Get on that, Brian.
You're the one who has to gif it, too.
Yeah, exactly. Him and his sweaty face.
Oh, nightmares.
Gifting his hair growing or something.
Make him a chia pet.
Ooh.
Like plant the seeds.
Brian McCann.
Water it.
Make his face grow into a beard.
Plant the seeds into Brian McCann.
Yeah.
Waffles, your Mitre of the Week.
Fred Horowitz.
Ooh.
Yes.
Come on, man.
Get on that, bro.
Get a move on.
We don't got all off season.
No, we don't. Tired of waiting on you.
Mitre of the Week.
I am going to go with Eduardo Nunez because whatever he's doing right now, it's probably the worst. He's doing it badly. Probably worse than anybody else can ever do it. So
he's Mitreing it up.
But there's someone somewhere who's like, he's going to figure it out one day.
One day, let's watch him. Let's watch him breathe and show him that he's like doing a terrible job of breathing.
If he ever leaves the Yankees, I'm going to be sad because he is a good GIF champion.
He has
provided us with many moments.
He really should be DFA'd like this offseason, but it's not going to happen. They're going to keep him.
All right, Andrew, your Mitre of the Week.
My Mitre of the Week is Derek Jeter, because he should be schmaltzing with Masahiro Tanaka because they have the same agent.
Nope.
Can't.
Nope.
Jeter doesn't do that.
He should have taken Casey Close and Tanaka on vacation. And then they could have been like, oh, yes, the Yankees. They're better than the Mariners.
I'm sorry. He should have convinced Robinson Cano to take less money or something.
No.
Yeah, I don't think that would have happened.
No, but still, like, what does Derek Jeter do? Besides, like, walk around.
Hey, he's got an edge.
Gadgets.
And he takes people's cell phones away. So.
And breaks into their apartments.
What a dick.
Greg. That
My Mitre of the Week is Brett Tomko, because the idea of that alone is frightening as hell.
Sorry, Brett Tomko.
It was between you or Chris Stewart.
Who is probably dehydrated as we speak.
Oh no.
Real quick, I don't know if I made this up in my mind, but I believe a while back Eduardo Nunez was like tweeting Photoshops, like Nomas style Photoshops that he himself was creating, and I think he made one of like the Yankees team in the Last Supper. So somebody needs to find that, because I'm pretty sure I did not make that up in my mind.
There's no way that he did that.
Yes, I really hope that's real.
I'll get on that.
Oh my God, there's no way he's skilled enough to do that.
And if he didn't do that, I will do that for the next gift book.
Yeah, okay.
Yes.
That is my solemn promise to you.
Please do it.
Yeah, I'm not seeing any of these on Eduardo Nunez's Twitter, so.
Yeah, I don't think
I'll try and track it down. This was years ago, so.
Oh, man.
He might have been told. Levine might have, like, sat on him until he promised not to do it again, so.
Threatened to shave his sideburns.
He rubbed his hair on him.
President.
Do you see this sideburn? I didn't think so. You should be gone, too.
I did find a picture of Eduardo Nunez taking a selfie of himself in the bathroom.
Oh, my God. In the bathroom?
Well, yeah. He's, like, wearing clothes, so.
Oh, thank God.
I suppose. Thank God for that.
Well, I think on that note, we're going to end this podcast.
Thanks for having me on, guys.
Oh, thank you for joining us, Matt. We appreciate it, and enjoy your, you know, warm weather and all that.
Yeah.
And for the rest of you, you can always find Matt's contributed, you know, wonderful contribute gifts on Pinstripe Alley, of course.
And
you
follow at Yankees Gifts.
At Yankees Gifts, that's right. One of our Twitter handles. The other one, of course, being at Pinstripe Alley. Tweet bag us. Subscribe to us on iTunes, all of that.
Great review.
Exactly. Find that Eduardo Nunez, you know, Last Supper thing and tweet it to us.
Yeah. Scavenger hunt.
Yes.
Matthew will send you a bird from New Zealand if you find it.
Ooh.
Carrier kiwi.
Make or a seal.
Pick your bird.
Or a penguin that he will
of them, yeah.
Break
yeah.
off the road.
Yeah, New Zealand yeah. penguin.
They call it blue-eyed penguins.
That he'll run over, apparently.
And then ship to you.
All right, so for Waffles, Matt, Andrew, and Jason, I'm Greg Kirkland, giving you a raise, and welcome to 2014 Levine Emails.